Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon with Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kombon Radio.
Kalikiliki residents bemoan water crisis being faced in that community. In African news, Ghana's MPs are urged to pass an anti-witchcraft accusation bill now. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Lisa Chua. Residents of Kalikiliki compound in Lusaka's Munali constituency have accused their area member of parliament, Mike Amposha, of failing to address the water challenges in that community. The residents complained to a Kombon Radio News crew that visited the community that most of them do not have tap water, and this has forced them to use water from shallow wells. They stated that the only source of clean and safe water for the community is from kiosks, which is only available for a shorter period of time, and are left with no choice but to use water from shallow wells for their domestic needs. The residents are concerned that they might get sick if they continue using the water from the shallow wells, as it does not look safe for human consumption. And efforts to get a comment from Munali MP Mike Mbosha failed by broadcast time. The Kasama Magistrate Court has convicted a 50-year-old man from Mungu District for defilement. Luka Katenda, who faced one count of defilement contrary to Section 138, Cap 1 of the Penal Code as amended by Acts No. 15 of 2005 and No. 2 of 2011, admitted to the charge. The court heard that on January 16, 2024, in Mungwe District, Katenda unlawfully had canon knowledge of a girl under the age of 16. The matter was presented for facts and judgment before Senior Resident Magistrate Willie Banda, following Katenda's guilty plea. In a separate case at the same court, the Senior Resident Magistrate Banda sentenced a 45-year-old man, Kapeso Kangwa, to 3 months imprisonment with hard labor for assault. Kapeso faced one count of assault occasioning actual bodily harm contrary to Section 248 of the Penal Code. On September 9th at 2025, in Kasama District, Kapeso assaulted Sylvia Moyo, causing her bodily harm. In mitigation, Kapeso pleaded for leniency, citing that he is married with children, and expressed a remorse, promising not to repeat the offense. In passing judgment, a senior resident magistrate, Banda, considered the mitigation but warned the convict against the future offenses before sentencing him to 3 months with hard labor. A horticulture farmer in Kaprimponshi, Gabriel Chiwele, has called for an end to the indiscriminate cutting down of trees. In an interview with Kamban Radio News, Mr. Chiwele says the culture of deforestation must be sternly dealt with if the forest cover is to be protected. He encouraged people to desist from engaging in bad agriculture practices. Mr. Chiwele has since implored people to plant more tree species so as to help fight climate change.
So what you have seen today, there is a Fimuti. Fimuti is a doubt to our oration. See, it's a great thing for a moment. You see, so if you want to today, there is a Fimuti. Plant a tree, make a forest. So I got more interest in Muxia of the Arabia. Nalikuwa tama nasaris ya Fimuti ya lero lera imwe, so tuwe go very serious, you see. So lokanesi ya kule tulakwata mfula nga yaisa wino wino because of natu kate Fimuti wino wino nesi ya kule tulakwata, you see. Nima jakuti tuwaona wale Fimuti ni isine mfula tukwete nesi ya kule nashina tukwate yo, you see. So tusunge nankane Fimuti wino wino.
A Lejo Community Project Organization Coordinator, Alex Mutale, has called on farmers across the country to make adequate preparations ahead of this year's maize planting season. Mr. Mutale believes that timely planting will enable the country to continue having bumper harvests, emphasizing that a good harvest is always the result of thorough preparation and prompt planting. He stated that Zambia has the potential to increase its income through maize export if farmers can boost their production of the commodity. Meanwhile, Mr. Mtale has urged the government to distribute farming inputs on time. He says that this is crucial for enabling farmers to adequately plan for the season, especially as the rainy season is just around the corner.
So I want to take this opportunity to encourage the farmers to be prepared. Why do I say so? There are times when we tend to start rushing when it is too late. Production of crops has got the timing. And so if you plant late, you are actually planning to make a loss. If you are prepared and you follow time according to the schedules, then you are again talking about the bumper harvest. And why are we encouraging this? We want Zambia to continue recording the bumper harvest. Reason, if you looked at what the president has been saying, we need to be a country that needs to export.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
0966 22 and 15.
Negative 52 then 333.
That's my number, the one with all zeros to last.
We all have our way of saying our number. It's more than just digits, it's part of our identity. With MTN Namba Yanga, you can join the MTN family with the same number that everybody already knows. Simply reserve your number by visiting our website, numbayanga.mtn.zm. Reserve your number today and register it within 7 days to make it yours. Namba Yanga.
MTN, everywhere you go.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rates, Mitego, Zama Oda, Zamenita Landida, Ife, the Company Radio, Nizi.
Lift the cage.